This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, let's chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Can you give us any updates about the planning stages of the Cowboys tearing this stadium down and building a new one? Because I heard Jerry say that that was an option yesterday, it sounded like.
That was an option? Yeah, okay.
I just... That felt like such a nuclear way to end an argument. He was like, why don't we just tear the damn stadium down?
Yeah, let's go.
I was like, or curtains, either way.
You're grounded for the rest of your life.
Did their tight end catch a touchdown in that end zone?
And I do get that, but if the Cowboys and one of their star players says it's a problem, why not make it better for everyone?
Well, because no one takes responsibilities for what they did. It's always something else.
Interesting. Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah. No, you're probably right about that.
What if he had stopped his route? And plus, I don't know that pass was intended for him. I thought it was intended for Ferguson. And Ferguson had his hands out, and then he pulled them back. And Coop, being the nice quarterback he is, said, I didn't see anything. I got hit. And he's right. He was on the ground.
That is true.
So I'd be curious to know exactly, you know, pick his brain and find out what he was really trying to do, because Ferguson was open.
So Cooper didn't say who he was throwing to?
He just was asked about the sun, okay. And he goes, that's what I heard.
Okay.
I was on the ground.
All right, so he didn't say I was, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I
mean, think about it. Go back and look at the play. If C.D. Lamb was open when Cooper threw him the ball, and he kept running and ended up behind him, right? It didn't go through his hands or anything.
Yeah, it went right behind him. Yeah, you know what? Now that I'm watching Jake Ferguson, it does look like he pulls his hands back.
And
I
he's
don't
open,
know why.
Right? He ran kind of an out and came back because he got double teamed and he was open.
Was he asked if he could see the ball?
Yeah, by the time I got in there, the locker room was pretty bare.
Why is that route being run? That's a weird play.
Because two guys were in
the same spot.
Yeah.
I guess when CeeDee Lamb says 1,000%.
Just in case you throw it too high.
It could go to either one.
Good point. That is a good point.
He's the backup.
Now, Mickey, you had a column, I want to say it was Thursday or Friday,
Probably Friday.
Okay, probably Friday. And it says, no time to throw in the towel.
Right.
I know you've written another column, and I know it was not entitled Time to Throw in the Towel, but my question is, does it kind of feel like that? Like, I'm not saying the players will think that, but
right.
Does it not kind of feel like that?
Well, the fans did.
They did. Man, they were pissed yesterday.
Yeah, they were. And probably because they might have been outnumbered by the Eagle fans.
Is that right?
Well, could you hear it?
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice that as much. Maybe
green sticks out.
Maybe it's just because there was not a lot to cheer for.
And guess what? Red will, too, on Monday night.
That is...
They are red, right?
Yes. I like those jerseys, honestly.
I don't.
No?
No.
Okay.
But, my wife did, too. She liked them, too.
Okay.
So. Is it Mike Tirico? He thought they were pathetic. He's like, I don't even know who's on this effing team.
Can you
make the numbers a different, like, how can we see the numbers on these jerseys?
You know, and I don't think they were giving up you know, getting, I mean, they knew this one was over. So it was like, all right, let's get Lance some snaps, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like they thought he was going to come in and save the day by any means.
Do you
but
think
it sure
Cowboys...
helps if you're throwing a deep ball to Tolbert that he's not running with his back to the ball while the guy's yeah. intercepting it.
Yeah. That play stuck out to me. The one where Carson broke up a pass because the ball hit him in
hit
the
him
helmet.
Hit him in the head because he
yeah.
wasn't looking.
That play stuck out to me as well.
Boy, did they take advantage of him.
No freaking kidding. And
they actually yanked him, and Mukwamu came in and played in the fourth quarter.
And I'm not saying this will be the case, but at least I can look at Carson and say, like, hey, he's a rookie.
I can
at least hope he's – I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I can at least hope he's getting better. The thing with Tolbert, I'm like, man, we've been at this for a minute. Like, what
do you
the
realize
hell?
They have not scored – a touchdown at home since the second quarter of the Giants game.
Holy crap, dude. That was in September.
It was.
It's been a while.
They've been kicking field goals.
It's November!
Mike McCarthy's struggling to get this thing together.
Look, to me, this game was decided on two first and goals at the six. And you end up losing a fumble and kicking a field goal. If you score touchdowns, which you should, right? First and goal at the six?
Yes!
Then that's 14 points. You had already gifted them seven by, you know, fumbling the shotgun snap, and they get the ball at the 17 and scored a touchdown. And even if it was, you know, Philadelphia scored at the end of the half. But if you had scored two touchdowns instead of kicking a field goal, you would have been up. You just can't let that happen when you're first in goal at the six. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, Zeke gains three, but the linebacker put his head right on the ball, and here it goes, coming out. And then you get, again, first in goal at the six after the fumble recovery. And that pass that we just talked about, and then on third down, when you're trying to run Rico, and I know Jalen Carter beats a lot of people, but he, you know, Cooper Beebe whiffed, and there was a huge hole there had that not happened. So you just can't make mistakes down there like that. You've got to score touchdowns. And then, you know, when you're not scoring touchdowns to start the half,
yes,
and they score and then score and score. Well, what I kept hearing is, well, we can't turn the ball over, you know, five times. Well, at the end of the half, the turnover differential for both teams was basically zero. The Cowboys had two turnovers. The Eagles had two turnovers. Three of the turnovers of the five that they were referring to happened after it was 28-7. And the other five that they talked about with Detroit, which meant last two home games, 10 turnovers, three of those turnovers happened after it was 40-9. So, you know, the turnovers that hurt are the ones when the game's on the line, not the three in garbage time, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. And you're getting really, really close now, especially with Dak out, and looks like it'll be a while, if not for the rest of the season. You're starting to face the fact that might not be good enough. You know, you can sit there and start blaming this and that and that, but at some point you're facing that you're just not good enough. And that's the worst.
Okay. Do you think then, I'm not saying it's going to happen this week, because I think they'll still be like, hey, we could still make the playoffs mathematically. I understand that. Do you think
the holidays are all about sharing with family? Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, maybe if they lost the Houston and the Washington game, you'd see a shift in terms of, I know they play a lot of young players, but maybe giving even more young players.
I don't know how many more you can play. Who do you want to put in there? Look, Austin Richards started at left tackle.
That is true.
Did a pretty good job,
I thought so.
So now you got the nerve to just say, okay, you're our left tackle, and let Guyton sit and see if he can play through injuries or if he can look and see some of the mistakes. Because I didn't see him give up a sack either, probably, right? I thought he played well, but I don't know who else you want to play. You got all the young receivers in there.
Yeah.
You got your running backs in there. Tight ends are what they have. You got your backup quarterback, and you took a look at your third quarterback. They're going to have to bring in another.
Do you throw Deuce Vaughn out there?
Well, yeah, I don't know that solves anything. But
I'm not here to argue that at all.
Yeah, you could. Defensively, you're already playing all those young guys. So, you know, maybe unfortunately, Wanya Thomas was out with the concussion. But
that's who I would have wanted
to see. Playing some more. Maybe Bell playing a little bit more. But you're already playing two young guys at linebacker. I don't know that there's anybody else you can take a look at. You know, and they've cleaned the deck on the defensive line. When you say play the young guys, short of bringing guys up off the practice squad, you are who you are at this point.
Can I ask you a serious question, then maybe we'll revisit in a few weeks? Would that be the worst idea if, like, let's say you lost a couple more games? I'm not saying now to look at more people in the practice squad and be like, hey, let's just try to figure out as much as we can about these guys now.
Yeah, and then what do you tell the rest of the veterans that you have to play? Don't worry about it. It's over.
Yeah.
That's what you do like that, right? Why, if you're Micah Parsons, why would I go out there and try if you're not trying to win? You just can't do that in this game, especially football, right? Basball is a different story when you only have to have five out there. Or baseball, you can use some of your young pitchers, right? But you can't diss the rest of the guys that are trying to win by just saying, well, we're waving the white flag. So
we don't think those players would have intrinsic pride in themselves to, like, I'm going out to play to win.
Well, you could, but you're telling them we don't care about winning if you do what you said, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Just playing backups and guys that weren't good enough to make your 53-man roster?
I mean, you could make an argument we have players on the team right now that aren't good enough to be on this team. But, like, I understand your point, and that is a tough balancing act between, like, hey, let's get a glimpse at the future versus not trying to piss off the veterans or, like, anybody else on the team. I understand that for sure.
I mean, you don't want to take the enthusiasm away from, say, a DeMarvian Overshown,
no.
Right? This guy, if they had played, he might have been the first guy on a losing team to win NFC Defensive Player of the Week. You realize he had 11 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for losses, 2 more quarterback hits.
I mean, thought he was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
Yes.
And so it was hard to fault him on the touchdown pass to Goddard at the end of the half where he was blitzing and he overran Hurts. Because he had a sack.
Oh, yes. I thought he had him.
It was that close. But you see, when you lose games like this and repeatedly, you always look at those little things that happen. But they happen, right? And it's like Donovan Wilson was in man coverage on Goddard, and he got shoved away and ended up behind him instead of, you know, with him in the end zone. Sun didn't get in his eyes.
Yeah, that's true. The how did, was Cooper Rush confused that about not going back into the game when Trey Lance came in?
No, I think that they probably had a remember when he came in for two snaps.
Okay,
and then it was third and long, and they brought him out because they brought him. They did. They kind of did what I suggested to have a package for him to maybe run the ball, and that's what he came in and did. And then I think when they realized that, you know, they weren't catching up, it was like, okay, let's just put him in. I think that, yeah, he understood what was going on. He's been around long enough. And, you know, the shame of it was is, you know, had they didn't execute what they were trying to do was just have 15 play drives, right? Just keep it short, keep it simple, keep it easy, make sure the protection was good. And, you know, they did it the one time, and they ended up at first and goal at the six and fumbled.
Yeah.
And so that's why you saw all the short passes. That was sort of by design, but, you know, at some point, just cut it loose and bombs away because they weren't getting anywhere, especially. But again, it was 14-6 at halftime. And they got the ball and stopped them the first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you got the ball back and you went three and out. And then the roof caved in. But again, it caved in because you didn't cover the punt. Remember, there was a 37-yard punt return on their second possession in the third quarter. As I'm going through my pages.
Yes,
here.
I could tell.
Those are his notes, Kevin.
Yes, I understand.
It was a 31-yard return. They got the ball at their Cowboys were punting from the 14, and they ended up with the ball at the 37. Yeah, it was a huge punt return, and zip, 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 they went down and first and goal at the 7, and they scored a touchdown.
Yeah, seems like that should be easy enough to do, but
it's a better team
here.
Well, and here we there's are. A reason why they're in first place.
Because they're a better team.
Yeah, because Washington couldn't close the deal against Pittsburgh.
That?
You know what I'm saying?
They came within a half a yard of picking up that first down.
Yeah.
Or is that the game? You watch so many games and I get them confused. But, they played a really good team, got beat.
A team that somehow the Cowboys beat.
We did.
We still
did beat that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson wasn't quarterbacking back then, was he?
Yeah.
Better decisions.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we will catch up with you again tomorrow, good sir.
Didn't mean to end on such a sobering note.
Sorry, what were you possibly going to say that was going to have us be like, let's go get the rest of the day?
I'm sure you'll have it all fixed tomorrow.
That's right. Well, at least Houston's coming in on a one-game losing streak or whatever.
Yeah, because it's not like they're going to be super pissed off for losing that game. That they definitely shouldn't have lost.
Were they really up 23-7?
Yes. Yes, they were. And Jared Goff had 5 interceptions.
Kevin's yelling because he's getting more mad about the Cowboys as this show goes on.
Well, just let him go.
I can't. I know I should.
Let it ride, bro.
Yeah, go to break, man. You're already a minute late.
Sorry, I goaded him into staying on.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.